So here's how these birth control pills work. The combination pill works according to two mechanisms. There's a primary mechanism, and then there's a backup mechanism, okay? The primary mechanism is to stop a woman from ovulating. She does not release an egg, therefore, no pregnancy can occur. Now, if a woman just doesn't release an egg and no pregnancy occurs, is any human life being snuffed out? Is anyone being killed? No. It's just no egg is produced, and so there's not a pregnancy. But there's the backup mechanism. Because if that was the only way birth control pills worked, where they just made you not release an egg, they would not be 99.9% effective. And let me tell you something. Birth control pills are 99.9% effective. When you see women getting pregnant while they're using birth control pills, it's usually because they didn't take it consistently or something, or they're lying and saying that they're taking it when they're really not. But according to the studies and research, birth control pills are 99.9% effective. Why are they so effective? Because of the fact that they have a backup mechanism to make sure that if the primary mechanism doesn't work, the backup is there. Here's the backup mechanism. They actually harden the lining of the uterus itself, making it impossible for the developing blastocyst to implant in the wall of the uterus. So that developing child that's 7 to 14 days old gets to the uterus and it cannot implant. And so it dies and is flushed out, and the woman doesn't even know it. And that there was a life there that was alive for 7 to 14 days and is snuffed out. You say, well, how often is this happening? Well, it depends on what type of pill is being taken. The most common pill, the popular pill, is the combination pill, which is estrogen and progestin combination. Breakthrough ovulation, which is when an egg is released, even though you're taking the birth control pill, occurs 5 to 60% of the time. Okay, let me get out my figures to make sure that I've got all this right here. 5 to 60% of the time, breakthrough ovulation can occur. Now, it's different with different types of pills, but for the basic combination pill, 5 to 60% of the time. So just to put it in perspective, even if we were to use the most conservative number there, that 5% of the time an egg is being released, a woman can get pregnant, and basically that child's going to die, it would be happening every 2 years. And the average woman is on these birth control pills for 3 decades. That's what the statistics show, that they use them for decades. Okay? But if you go with the 60% figure, this could be happening every other month, if you think about it. You could be having a silent abortion literally every other month. Maybe it's happening once every 3 months. Maybe it's happening every 6 months. Maybe it's happening once a year or once every 2 years. But the bottom line is, it's happening. And it's wicked to do that to your body, to turn it into this killing machine where it'll still produce the egg that's going to be fertilized, but then it's going to die. That's why these birth control pills are so effective, because they do that to the uterus. Not only that, but women who take these birth control pills, then when they decide, okay, I want to get pregnant now, their uterus lining is still not the same. And then they'll have miscarriages because of the fact that the lining is still not right. That's why even a doctor will tell you that if you've been on these pills, you need to take a few months and wait before you try to get pregnant again, because your uterus has to go back to normal and you have to metabolize all this junk, these hormones that you've been putting into your body. Now, there's another pill called the mini pill, or the progesterone-only pill, the POP, as it's called. These type of pills are hardly suppressing ovulation at all, and they are mainly relying on the backup mechanism, and they are mainly just destroying the environment, creating a hostile. If you actually look at the package insert, as I've done, I've taken the birth control pills and literally read the package insert, all that fine print. It says it creates a hostile environment in the uterus for the developing blastocyst, as they would call it. So these mini pills, or progestin-only pills, are actually doing this even more often, constantly. Could be every other month that this is happening when you're on these type of pills. Same thing with the Depo-Provera patch, the Depo-Provera shots. Any hormonal birth control method is an abortifacient that is causing you to have a silent abortion some percentage of the time. And we as Christians should just reject it outright as being manslaughter or murder to take these type of pills, knowing what they're doing to your body and knowing what they're doing to your children. We need to just reject it outright and say it's immoral. It's sin. It's wrong. We shouldn't do it. I mean, that should be case closed for the most popular birth control method in America today. Not only that, but a lot of women will use what's called an IUD, an intrauterine device. This is where they put an actual object up into their bodies and in order to, again, stop the child from being able to implant. It's not going to stop you from ovulating necessarily, but it'll stop the child from implanting. Now we're starting to understand why it's called birth control, not conception control. It's not necessarily stopping you from conceiving. It's stopping you from giving birth. Doesn't mean that a life's not going to be created. It's just going to die. It's not going to be born. We as Christians need to wake up and realize that everything that the devil and the world dishes out down at Walgreens is not something that we need to be purchasing and participating in. And we need to prove all things, and we need to figure out what we're putting into our body before we just put it into our bodies. And we need to be careful with this stuff.